Oh, Sarah, isn't it wonderful? We're both going to have a child. We'll bring them up together. They'll be playmates. Learn to depend on each other. Love each other.
I hope mine's a boy.
Well, I'd like to have a girl.
Maybe they'll grow up and marry each other. Who knows?
We've decided, haven't we, that we'll have no physician or midwife attending the births?
Oh, yes, I think that's the best.
I can hardly wait. A son. I have a son. Isn't he cute?
Maybe I'll have a daughter.
A boy. You too have a son.
Two boys. They won't grow up to marry each other, but maybe instead they'll be lifelong friends, work together and play together.
If you ask me, I think both baby boys are cute. Handsome. You just wait and see. They'll take the eye of every young lady when they get older.
Isn't it wonderful? Two sons and only 3 days difference in their ages. Oh, I'm so happy that you and I are such good friends. What would I do without you?
And die without you.
Your Majesty, the next case concerns two women, each claiming the other cheated her out of her child.
Cheated each other out of her child? Sounds impossible. Should be an interesting case. Bring them before me.
Yes, sire.
Bring the two women before His Majesty.
Your Majesty,
this woman...
Only one at a time. You speak first. Tell His Majesty exactly what happened.
Well, Your Majesty, this woman and I each bore a son. I was present at her delivery and she at mine. They were only 3 days apart. No one was present but the two of us. During the night, this woman's child died, and she arose and took my baby son from beside me while I slept, and put her dead son in my bosom, and took my son into her bosom, and in the
That's
morning...
That's not true,
the...
Your Majesty. That's what she did. In the morning when I awoke, my little child was dead. But when I considered the matter and looked closely at the living baby, I realized it was mine.
He's mine. Your son is the one who died.
He's mine. The living baby is mine. The dead one, yours.
He's mine.
He isn't yours.
Ladies.
I beg your pardon, Your Majesty.
I think the first one is telling the truth, Your Majesty. I think the child is hers.
We shall see. General, give me your sword.
Yes, sire.
Now, we shall take the sword and divide the living baby in half. And give one half to one mother and the other half to the other mother. Lay the child down, and General...
No! No, Your Majesty. Give her the living child. Do not slay it.
Let the child be neither hers or mine, but divided as you say, Your Majesty.
Scribe, this woman, the one who does not wish to have the baby slain, this is the true mother. Give the child to her.
But, Your Majesty,
oh,
I thought you...
My son. Oh, thank you, Your Majesty. Thank you.
And all Israel and all the nations round about heard of the judgment which King Solomon had made. And they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment.